This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
This is Pollyhood, brought to you by Tangata Atumotu Trust.
Aloha ni konnichiwa ni hao ma warm Pacific greetings and a massive hello to each and every one of you, wherever you are around the globe, in New Zealand, across the ditch. I'd like to welcome you to 96.9 Plains FM Pollyhood Show, 4 p.m. Sam and Sefa here to take you into the weekend.
And into the weekend we go. I'm so happy that it's Friday.
Yes.
It's like Saturday, Sunday, Christmas week. There we go. Saturday,
Christmas week. Order foods. Order prison.
All the food. All the prison. All the training gone to waste. New Year's resolutions. Here we come.
Oh my gosh, resolutions.
How are you anyway?
I'm good, eh? Yet to do my Christmas shopping?
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Yeah, I am going, late nights have started at the mall, so I am heading right there after this into the weekend.
But, like, how late?
I don't know. It's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock every night now.
Does Westfield, like, push it to midnight?
I don't think they do that anymore. They used to, not anymore. Okay. Yeah.
So 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Well, shout-outs to all the retailers and ones, man, working this busy season, because my wife works that industry, and even just on normal weeks, she talks about, you know, the idiocy and, you know, the people that come through that are just really bad-mannered. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like for them during the Christmas period. So if you are shopping out there, please keep in mind that the workers there are trying their best to help you out. So just, you know, spread some happiness, some Christmas love, and just go easy on them.
Yeah, go easy on our frontline workers, yeah. Man. Go easy on them.
Like, the last place they want to be is is there, but they are there serving you guys, so... Yeah, please just be mindful of others as well.
Yeah, be mindful of our customer service representative. Because if I catch you, if I'm shopping.
And if I catch you, you won't be catching these hands.
Because if I catch you going off at a customer service rep for no reason.
Yeah, the stories that my wife comes home and tells me, like, I'm like, I wish I was there. When these
yeah, but
she
exactly.
Just, she always says that. And I was like, why do these things never happen when I'm here? Yeah.
Anyway, on to Upu of the week, which is Sam.
Tusitala?
Tusitala, which means like story writer, yeah. Storyteller, author.
Basically like split into two words, tusi, book, tala, talk.
Tala, yeah, tala noa, short for tala noa, to speak. And that's who we have on the show.
Yes.
This week.
The biggest storyteller. No, you know what I mean. Yes.
Iverson.
Yes.
Iverson Tia joins us on the show today. He is only 14, and he's just started like his musical journey. So he's talented lyricist. Mm. If you listen to his lyrics, he's a talented author. Mm. Not author, sorry. Talented artist as in, like, picture drawer.
Yeah.
He's just a talented young man.
Yeah.
Iverson has his own Spotify channel. IVRSON.
Mm.
Is if you want to follow him on Spotify, Iverson. But, yeah, we have him on the show just to talk about his musical influence, what got him started, and his creative process. And I can't wait to pick apart his mind, because like he's so young and such an extraordinary talent. But you're in for a treat, because up next, join us for that after one of his singles, Get Out of the Way. Get Out of the Way, Sam.
So get out the way. They wanna interfere in it. I'm talking to business, so get out the way. Tell them my goodness, I'm in it to win, and I'll stop when I'm so get out the way. To take part in a crew after you told me to get out your way. They that I'm suffering, they all come back running, they bluffing, I'm laughing, so get out the way. They wanna interfere in it, I'm talking to business, so get out the way. Tell them I'm good, I'm in it to win, and I'll stop when I'm so get out the way.
wanna take part in a crew after you told me to get out your way. Then I dump something, they all come back running, they bluffing, I'm laughing. Tell them what's good when I enter the sit. Fly through the field like a place full of jets. Calling me fake in a game, but Dimple's a dog, so that means I must be a vet. See these days, they pull a phone like a reporter, holding my skill like a hoarder. Talk about scoring and puts on the field, but I fist on the court, then you lost in the quarter. They wanna rely on the government, ain't gonna stop till they say when I'm done with a verse and a couple of mumblers. Should've seen what he was covered in. Some call me a flop because I'm still a young up, but stuff it, I couldn't care less about what you wanna talk about. Either way, I'ma climb to the top and I'm proud, so listen up close to the sound. They wanna hype, but who's really seeking? Came in the game nowadays, some boys wanna beef me. For the clout they need, he speak of my facts nowadays, some boys wanna see me. Who's up on the TV? Sick of my talk about all of this free me. They sacking and making me snap and I came for the green. Every day also gossip and greedy. So get out the way. Wanna interfere in it, I'm talking the business, so get out the way. Tell them I'm good, I'm in it to win and I'll stop on the so get out the way. Wanna take part in a crew after you told me to get out your way. Then I dump something, they all come back running, they bluffing, I'm laughing, so get out the way. They wanna interfere in it, I'm talking the business, so get out the way. Tell them I'm good, I'm in it to win and I'll stop on the so get out the way. Wanna take part in a crew after you told me to get out your way. Then I dump something, they all come back running, they bluffing, I'm laughing, so get out the way. Came in a game and now they wanna step to me. There's no reason for us to be enemies. I be sticking like glue on a paper, then leave a day with a piece of my legacy. I'd be principal, then like a deputy. I'm like a boss who a youngin', cooking it up in the oven. I'm on it, but without a mullet, I walk through the door and they shut it. Slam it, then I grab it from the cabinet. Took a low and I be snapping. Who's your captain? Tell me who's your captain. I'm rapping, ain't chapping, but trust I'ma leave him different like a catfish. Wanna get rid of him like it's the lead. You can't refund if there's no receipt. Like on my ground, but I'm back in my side all day until my time is complete. They wanna hype, but who's really seeking? Came in a game nowadays, some boys wanna beef me. For the clout they needy. Speak of my facts nowadays, some boys wanna see me. Who's up on the TV? Sick of my talk about all of this free me. They sacking and making me snap and I came for the green. Every day also gossip but greedy. So get out the way. They wanna interfere in it. I'm talking the business, so get out the way. Tell them I'm good as I'm in it to win and I'll stop on the so get out the way. Wanna take part in a crew after you told me to get out your way. Then I'm something, they all come back running. They bluffing, I'm laughing, so get out the way. Wanna interfere in it, I'm talking the business, so get out the way. Tell them I'm good, I'm in it to win and I'll stop when I flop, so get out the way. Wanna take part in a crew after you told me to get out your way. Then I dump something, they all come back running, they bluffing, I'm laughing, so get out the way.
Tell off love everyone, and as promised, he's here, Iverson. Iverson Tia is with us, fresh off a like your first performance, eh?
Yeah.
Was it on Thursday?
Wednesday.
He performed live for the first time. My man, he is only 14, turning 15 next year at Shirley Boys High School at the moment. He got an excellent. What was your excellence award for?
Oh, for art.
For art, of course. Why didn't I put two and two together? Well, Iverson, it is awesome to have you here on the show. Sam's going to kick off with a couple of questions.
Yep.
To get us rolling.
Just a couple of questions so our listeners can sort of get to know you a bit better. First question, what's your favourite movie?
Probably Jumanji, yeah. Or, you know, just that movie.
Are we talking old school Jumanji or the new Jumanji?
Probably, I like the old one better.
Yes.
Or like Karate Kid. I've been getting into the Cobra Kai thing.
Yeah. Hey.
Is that your dad?
Is your dad forcing you to watch?
You can tell us.
Oh, by the way, this Iverson is what was I gonna say? Iverson's dad we're talking about is Seymour, who's been on the show a couple of times.
Like heaps of times.
Yeah. Heaps of times we've got Seymour win.
Now he's sending his children through.
Yeah. And now we're asking his children to come through. Of course. We have Iverson on the show, and you see the Karate Kid, eh?
Yeah.
And we know that's one of Seymour's favourites, so we're like, oh, I think Seymour's influencing you here, mate.
Second question we have for you, Iverson, what is your favourite food?
I like burgers, eh? Just like any type of burger.
Is there a certain burger place in town that you like to hit up, or?
Nah, I just eat any burger. I don't really care.
Yeah. Nice and simple, just me, just burger, mate. Whatever burger there is.
And a final question for you. If you go to any musical acts, past or present, which one would you like to attend?
Like show or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like if you got to, if you got to go to any concert.
Any concert.
Oh, any concert of a past musician or current musician, which one would you like to go to?
I'll probably go, probably like Tupac. But I'll probably sound bandwagon, but nah, I'll still go to his one.
Tupac,
if he was alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tupac's been quite a, one of the favourites on our show since we've been asking that question. But again, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
No worries. And we're talking to you because you're an up-and-coming music artist. We found out that you just finished your show, your set recently for the YCD pop-up.
Yeah, yeah. The basketball court in town.
Mm-hmm. And how did that feel? To perform. This is your first time performing. Yeah. How did it feel?
Well, so actually nervous at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into a, like probably last song.
Yeah.
But it was like it was mean. I liked it. I liked it. Hopefully I can do more of that in the future. But yeah.
Cool. And inspiration. Where do you take your like? Because you're so young. You're 14. Mm. But like we listened to a few of your songs, and I was like. This guy raps like he's in this like 18, 19-year-old kind of guy. But where's your inspiration coming from?
Oh, I'm not sure. I like go from the old school rap to like the new.
Mm-hmm.
And then the like the Aussie rap scene and like the old like Tupac and stuff. And then, yeah, I just mix it all up and then try to make it all combine to my own thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You take us through the creative process of, say, writing one of your songs. Do you sit there and then decide, okay, I'm going to write a song now, or do you just wait for something to hit you and then just, like, put pen to pad?
Yeah, I just do that. Just wait for, like, a mean topic or sometimes, like, bars just get in my head.
Yeah.
And then I have to write it down because I'm not going to lie, some of the things I think about, I actually lost it. Most of the things I've written just came out of nowhere. But yeah,
the only way I can relate to that is, do you like have a dream and you wake up and you're like, what a mean dream? And then like 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, what was that dream about?
Yeah, like that.
Just the only way I can relate to that.
Yeah. And a lot of your lyrics and songs were written during the lockdown.
Yeah.
Was lockdown, did that boost your inspiration or?
I think it did because I had more time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like nothing to do, so writing was probably the only good thing, easy thing to do, and most quick, yeah.
And you also do your beats as well. Is it the same for beats? Are you just, do you hear something and you're like, oh wow, that'll be good to put in, or are you just constantly thinking of new rhythms, new beats as you're going from one place to another, having a shower?
The beats come out like, I don't know how I do my beats. Just come out random. But yeah, when I'm bored, probably. That's for another hobby, actually making beats.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. And does it also help that your dad is DJ Tommy Jr.?
He helps me a lot with the music and like tells me good things and bad things to do and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, eh?
Yeah. Shout out to DJ Tommy Jr. as well. Is DJing like something that you're interested in as well?
Nah, no way. Nah. Really? he asked me a couple of times if I want to do it. Nah, I was like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really suit it. Probably the production, like making the beats, and then he DJs it. Oh yeah, that's probably the thing I like to do more.
Cool. And we are hearing rumors that. There's a certain girl. Nah, just that we're
here. We actually have her here.
Open the door. She's coming through. But we have been hearing rumors that a certain album will come out next year. Is that true? Is it false?
It was true.
Yeah.
But like my dad, he was telling me just to take it slow.
Yeah.
Because I would have made an album, but like I started thinking like no one really knows me at the moment, so I'll just. Make some like songs to build a fan base, and then once I see some results, then I'll do an album. But yeah, there was meant to be one, but I scratched it. I just released all the songs like one by one.
Mm.
Then the album should be better than before.
Absolutely. How many are better than before?
Oh, Shirley Boys.
Shirley Boys. There we go.
Is it a saying you guys have at school?
Yeah, BTB. Yeah. Iverson. What does it stand for?
Better than before.
Better than before.
Always.
All the time. You've got, is it 8 songs on Spotify at the moment?
I actually don't even know.
Yeah. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's 8 when I was listening through them. But like, you know, like, for example, I heard like Michael Jackson's got like all these songs, like their number in the hundreds, but he only released like, let's say 80 of them. Is that the same for you? Do you have heaps of songs, but you've only released like a little? You're only 14.
What songs you haven't like finished?
Yeah, I've got heaps of songs that are not done, or like I've got heaps of lyrics that are not like said.
And you haven't put
them released it.
Yeah,
I'll just probably save them sometimes, can't be bothered writing them, or if I'm bored then I'll record it.
Do you think of the tune as you write your lyrics, or do you just write the lyrics then and then think of a tune afterwards?
No, I write the lyrics first, but I write all the tempos because sometimes I hear a beat and then my lyrics don't like fit it.
Yeah.
Like it's not, it's too fast or too slow. So I have to rewrite it. But yeah.
Do you have certain artists out there that you take inspiration from?
This American rapper, his name's Cordae. He's like, he's young, or not young, he's like 20 something. But he's like an old school rapper, but he raps like old school, but he's new. That's probably one of the inspirations for me, because, yeah.
What's your take on mumble rapping? Can you give us a...
Is your favourite type of style that you have then?
I don't have a favourite. Probably just, I just like to... Not really. Just do whatever. But I don't make it like, no hate, but I don't like a little pump like that. Like just like Gucci stuff and rich and stuff. Yeah, I just talk about like, yeah, my family and like, come up.
Yeah. That's what I feel like.
That's what I was.
Yeah, old rap was like, you know, it was more storytelling.
Yeah.
But storytelling nowadays it's just, I don't know what is happening. Yeah.
Because rap back in the day, because I did a paper on part of this class I did media in uni, was more about like your social background, like if you were born in a poor town, that's what you rapped about, why you were poor, how, what you're going to do if you're going to make it. And like listening to something like Get Out the Way, is can you explain a little bit about that song, what inspired that?
I don't know what inspired it. It was just about like haters pretty much.
Yeah,
like, just get out the way when I'm on my way to the top, just trying to do my own thing, and then people try to put me down, but yeah, I don't really care about them. Just do what I want to do.
Absolutely.
Just do my own thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good life lesson, really. You can't really listen to anyone else's noise but your own.
That's true.
As long as it's positive.
Yeah.
Yep. And have you got any advice for people like Sam who want to like get into this kind of like, who want to write their own music?
30 years old, I'm still chasing my dreams.
No, I don't got advice. Yeah. I'm still taking in advice from others because I'm still young.
Absolutely.
So I don't even know really much. Yeah. Yeah, just do what you want, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you like.
And is there a particular artist, let's run it right down to New Zealand. Is there a New Zealand artist that you'd like to like one day work with?
I'd like to work with Squire Bay or David Dulles.
Yeah.
Probably like local. Probably because... Yeah. Some of their songs are inspired, or I got inspired by some of their songs. Like, Scribe's song, I think it's called Dreaming.
Yep.
Like,
one of my faves, Dreaming.
A lot of inspiration from that song I got. But yeah.
Yep. Cool. What are the plans in terms of releasing music, or like, what are your plans for 2021? What are the goals, I should say?
My main goal is to build a big fan base. And then just, probably just get like more make more music for more people to listen to, and then yeah, try and just get bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we, Sam and I are throwing these questions at you, but like, it's hard to remember that you're only 14.
Yes.
Like, we're asking you all these questions, but my man here is still only 14. That would mean your year...
Year 11 next year,
NCEA starting.
Level 1.
What's your best subject at school at the moment?
I don't know, probably art. That's like not even the main one, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not really good at anything else.
Do you mean, like, so you're only 14, and then imagine, like, when you leave school, like, where you're going to be at.
Yeah.
You know, if you've just done your first ever, concert thingy a couple of days ago, and then, you know, the progression, and would love to have you back in a couple of years.
Yeah, I do.
You know, you're probably not going to be as shy as you are now, but, man, it'd be, thinking of your potential is just mean.
Yeah, thank you.
Because Ivy's also an undercover artist as well, like actual artist.
Oh, really?
Drawer. Like, this guy can actually draw people in real life. Like,
oh, yeah. Really?
Yes, I've been told. And this guy's the meanest artist, man.
I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah. After the show, we need to talk about our logo. But Ivy, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you. And what a lovely young talent. And as Sam was saying, like, it'll be good to have you back. Sam and I will be old men, but Iverson will just be 18.
Like, oh, listen, you got to come on the show, but like, nah, man, I'm too big now.
We will talk to your people, to your dad, Tommy Dreamer, and ask for you to come on.
Thank you, though, for having me on the show.
An absolute pleasure, Iverson. Do you have any shout-outs that you want to give?
Shout out to the 03, my old group. Shout out to my mate Soul, Otele, you know. We were in a group, then I split up with them, but shout out to my family, mum, dad, my brothers, and yeah, shout out to everyone pretty much. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Iverson, for coming on the chat.
Thank you.
Is someone in your family suffering from diabetes, heart disease, or respiratory illness?
Contact our nurses at Tangata Atumotu Trust and we will arrange for in-home support.
Call us on 0800 Pasifika, that's 0800 727 434, or contact us through our website tat.org.nz, that's tat.org.nz.
What an absolute talent, Joseph.
Yeah, he's real. He came off really shy.
Yeah.
But he's humble.
Yes.
The reason why that was because he's really humble. He's such a humble kid.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, we talked about it with him, you know, 14, just done his first gig. What were you doing at 14?
At 14, I was nothing like this, mate.
14, I had no aspirations, no.
I was just motivated to be home by 4 o'clock because that's when Goku was fighting Frieza on planet Namek.
But before that, you would go and make sure you got $2 rice from Tani.
That didn't start all. Shut up, Sam.
But yeah, man, just as we said before, Iverson at 14, and then that's why I mentioned, you know, imagine this kid, you know, when he leaves high school, like where he's going to be at. You know, how much more development he's going to have, which is, man, I can't wait to see this guy in a couple of years' time.
And I was saying, Spotify, IVRSON, is his channel. Listen to some of his songs. Yes. They're mean, right? And he does his own beats. And his lyrics are just about just his roots, his family, what inspires him.
Tusitala, storyteller.
That's him. Yeah, exactly. Yes. And shout out to Simo for Simo and Tommy Dreamer having the young man come up on our show. It was just great to have Iverson on board today.
Yes.
If you missed the show or any of their other shows, you're welcome to download them from the Plains FM website or from the Sam Sefer radio page. Be sure to catch us live Fridays 4 o'clock, as well as starting your week off the correct way on The Dose Mondays at 2 o'clock. Please be sure to have a safe, awesome weekend. It's almost Christmas. be safe is what we want to get out there. There's a lot, been hearing a lot about like road accidents and stuff like that. Drive safely, please drink responsibly because it's that time of year.
Especially like, you know, New Zealand being so coastal and everyone going swimming as well, we've had tragedies over Christmas periods that I hate to see. So please, when you, especially when you go out swimming, swim between the flags.
Be thankful too.
Yes.
Be thankful for your gifts.
Yes. And if you don't get a gift, that's all good. I'm not going to cry.
So yes, take care of yourselves from Sam and I, Pollyhood.
That was Pollyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03-377-2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.